Well, the high school boys basketball season gets underway coming up this coming Monday, but we're taking a look right now at that high school basketball season, and joining me right now is head coach Bud Fagan from the Peyton Chernan Rockets. And coach, always good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah, good to talk to you again, too.
Kind of entering your third year back on the sidelines over there at Peyton Chernan. You guys coming off a 5-17 season last year, but I have a feeling the expectations this year a little bit higher. Maybe you guys seem to start to play some pretty good basketball, I thought, towards the end of last season.
Yeah, we hopefully we can turn the corner and put everything together a little bit this year. We've kind of sluggish in a lot of areas the last two seasons, particularly 2 years ago when we only had about two people that had any varsity experience at all, and we were horrible defensively, and we improved on that area a little bit last year. And this year, we're going to be the most experienced and have the most depth that we've had, and so we are a little bit optimistic.
What are some of the things that, if you had a chance this summer, that you guys were able to work on, or maybe here since practice has started?
We've really concentrated our efforts a little bit on more up-tempo game. We've tried to do that each of our last two seasons, but we just didn't have the depth to do a lot of it, or for any extended periods of time, or the experience, really. This year, we'll try to get after people a little bit more.
Is that going to start on the defensive end? Are you guys going to look to press and pressure a little bit more?
I hope to, yes. You always start out with certain ideas in mind, and it gets changed along the way somehow. But yeah, we would like to press a little more, run a little more.
And coach, I know in talking with you these last couple of years and watching your team's defense, very important to you. What do you feel like the strengths of the defense will be this season?
Well, I think the strength is that we just have 6, maybe 7 returning letter winners, and they just, each and every one of them have gotten better in defensive fundamentals the last couple of years. Just as a team, we certainly should be a lot better.
You guys going to be fairly multiple then defensively, being able to play zone and some man, or do you have one that you would prefer to focus on?
I prefer to focus on man, but we generally mix up our defenses.
Coach, let's talk offense. With that many players back, you said you want to get out and kind of go up-tempo a little bit. Guard court, very deep for you. Who are some of the guards that you're looking to be able to handle the ball and maybe get shots for you?
Well, we got two returning starters, Joe Carey and Connor Bruce. Shaden Thurman, he's just a sophomore, played a lot the second half of the season for us last year. And Justin Stream, another junior. Both of them will give us a lot of good minutes this year.
Coach, you guys, do you feel like you're going to be able to get to the rim, or three-point shot going to be more of the strength of this team offensively?
Well, hopefully a little bit of both. One of our weaknesses, we don't have a lot of size, not a lot of post play probably, but we've got a lot of quickness, good ball handlers and dribblers, and so I hope we can get to the rim. And we've got some three-point shooters as well. We don't have to rely on that.
You know, Joe Carey, one of those guys, coach, that could seem to be kind of streaky shooting that three last year, Connor Bruce as well. Who are the guys you're looking at to be those three-point shooters if you need them?
Connor Bruce and Joe Carey. Shaden Thurman, our sophomore, might be our best. Justin Stream can shoot it. There'll be 4 or 5 that'll throw him up. Hopefully most of them go in.
Coach, you mentioned not a lot of size down in the post. How are you guys going to try to work that post area with the guys that are a little undersized?
Well, probably be a lot of helping. We'll try to match up, and we'll probably do some double teaming on strong posts.
Let's talk, coach, as well then about the strengths of this team. Where do you feel like you guys are going to be at your best, especially early in the season?
I don't know that we have any one area that I would just say is stronger than others. And I think we're just going to be pretty well balanced offensively and defensively. I'm hoping our defense is really going to be a key this year.
You guys trying to hold people down maybe into the 40s or 50s? You want to keep games low scoring that way?
I do. And we haven't been able to do that much. So there's been a lot of emphasis on it this year, and we'll see.
Any concerns coming into the year?
Not really. I have just been real happy with our progress and the desire and determination of the guys. And as I say, it's our most experienced team, the most depth we've had, and just really looking forward to getting after it.
with as much depth as you got coming back, Coach, any chance of any freshmen, any younger guys? You mentioned Shaden Thurman, a sophomore. Any other sophomores or freshmen have a chance to get into that mix for minutes?
No freshmen. One other sophomore, Parker Fitzpatrick. He's actually our tallest kid on the team. He has made some really good strides so this summer and so far this year in practice. He'll probably see some playing time.
Coach, you guys heading in, as you said, your third year there. You're starting to feel like you're pretty comfortable with the Rolling Valley Conference, and who do you feel like the teams to beat this season could be?
All of them. All of them out west seem to be tough. Cam, Weir Valley. I don't think anybody lost a whole lot.
Is the tough part of the conference for you guys, too, the length of some of your road trips?
That's not exactly, we don't really like all those road trips, but not much choice. It does take time.
Coach, what's the goal kind of set for this team, or have you guys talked about that yet?
No, we haven't. They've all got their individual stuff down, but as a team, I don't push it a lot.
Do you feel like this team can get into the middle of the pack, at least for the conference?
This is our year to make a go at it, yeah. I'm certainly in hopes that we'll get there.
Well, Bud, as always, appreciate you joining us here today and talking about the upcoming Peyton Chardin season. I wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see you and the guys here very soon.
Well, thanks a lot, Jeff. We appreciate it. As I said earlier, we appreciate your coverage and enjoy talking to you.
You bet. Head coach Bud Fagan again with the Peyton Chardin Rockets. We're going to step away. Our preview show again brought to you by Carroll Eye Care Associates, Corn Belt Telephone, D-Max Carroll Campus, Pepsi Bolt 24, Quant Auto, and Uptown Sporting Goods. We're going to turn our focus over to South Central Calhoun. Clive Clark set to join us next year on the Basketball Preview Show on KCIM.